Israeli tanks and troops moved into the West Bank city of Ramallah early today and surrounded Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's shell-shattered compound while Arafat and his aides were inside. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian officials said an Israeli missile killed six Palestinians, including two top Islamic militants. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israel Radio reported that Apache helicopters fired at least four missiles at two Palestinian cars near the southern Gaza town of Rafah. One of the cars, a taxi, sustained a direct missile hit, and at least six Palestinians were killed. Israel Radio said the dead included the local military commander of the Islamist Hamas movement, who was responsible for the attack that killed four Israeli soldiers in Gaza last year. Also killed were another Hamas militant, two of his brothers, and the taxi driver. Palestinian hospital officials said 10 Palestinians were wounded, including several children. The Israeli missile strike comes as Palestinian officials announced Palestinian police had placed Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the spiritual leader of the Hamas movement, under house arrest. In the West Bank, dozens of Israeli tanks and armored personnel carriers took over the city of Ramallah and surrounded Arafat's damaged compound. Dr. Mustafa Barghouti of the Union of Palestinian Medical Relief Committees in Ramallah describes what happened.
The Israeli army came at 3 in the morning, reoccupied Ramallah completely with its tanks, its helicopters. Now the whole of the West Bank is under full Israeli military occupation. The Palestinian Authority is practically non-existent in any piece of the West Bank.
Palestinian officials said Israeli soldiers imposed a curfew on the area's 200,000 residents. The officials said 17 tanks took up positions around Arafat's compound and blocked the front gate with debris. Israeli military sources said they were trying to make sure Palestinian gunmen did not take refuge in the compound. Palestinian officials said Arafat was inside the compound along with several aides. An Israeli army statement confirmed the operation in Ramallah but did not give details. Since the end of March, when Israeli forces bombarded Arafat's compound and stayed for a month, Israeli troops have come back three times. In addition to Ramallah, Israeli troops have now taken over Jenin, Qalqilya, Tulkarem, Bethlehem, and Nablus, as well as several Palestinian refugee camps. The Israeli reoccupation of the Palestinian cities began after two suicide bombings last week killed 26 Israelis. Since September 2000, at least 1,400 Palestinians and nearly 550 Israelis have been killed in the fighting. Arthur Link of the Israeli Foreign Ministry says that both the missile strike in Gaza and the reoccupation of Ramallah serve the same goal.
Israel's intent is specifically to act in self-defense. As long as the Palestinians don't act, Israel will be there. As soon as the Palestinians do act and fulfill the agreements that they made and act against terror, there's nothing we'd like more than to bring our soldiers back.
But Mustafa Barghouti charges that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's real goal is to destroy any chance of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal.
He managed to achieve what he wanted, the destruction of the peace process, the destruction of peace agreements, and of course the destruction of practically the Palestinian Authority.
Israeli officials deny Palestinian claims that Israel intends to reestablish civil control over the West Bank. That would make Israel again responsible for municipal services, building permits, and education. Israel did have this kind of control until the Palestinian Authority was established in 1994. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.